Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Jasmine Taylor, date of birth 10/22/1965, date of procedure March 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Selma Tabrez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is change in bowel habits with constipation, diarrhea, common abdominal pain, common history of diverticulitis. Description of procedure involving someone's pain period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, relative to the patient period. Patient is brought to an SPC, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care period, while the general study of gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach dejunction, esophagus period. Retroflux view is obtained. The cardiac period, air resection wound is done before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient is then turned around in a left lateral position period as a direct exam is around period of low lubricated lumps video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is happened by the presence of the penis or orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of folds period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bob Brook score is graded as a 7/2-3-2 period. I'm a good prep period. About the patient had the procedure well without any complications. Please also add in before careful examination made of the cecum. Please add in the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Findings is the next thing. Proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained in the proximal mid-esophagus due to refractory reflux symptoms. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for refractory reflux. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and spirulina H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained in D2 in order to rule out celiac disease. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, comma, the last 5 centimeters, comma, the biopsies were obtained given diarrhea and to rule out IBD. Next line, there were some patchy areas of erythema noted in the right side of the colon, comma, biopsies were obtained. In the right colon, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right colon for further evaluation and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, left-sided random colon biopsies were obtained to rule out causes of diarrhea. Next line, there's evidence of pandiverticulosis coli, more so in the left colon than the right, with evidence of inverted diverticulosis. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan is follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Patient noted that her colonoscopy 5 years ago did not come back positive for the patient noted that her colonoscopy 5 years ago did not note any polyps, comma, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 10 years. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation, as well as delete as well as. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.